T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Bart Winkler, along with Ryan Horvath. We are one day closer to the return of sports. Now, I don't know when they will be returning, but that is going to be my new phrase, because I do know that we are, one way or another, one day closer to the return of sports. Not that we haven't been able to enjoy some incredible sports action. NASCAR, I've been getting into that, and it's been rewarding, it's been exciting. And I actually think it's better off without fans in some weird way. UFC might be the same thing. Every punch, every strike seems more violent, seems more able to recognize, more intimate. I think that has succeeded. The Bundesliga, you know how much we love the Bundesliga here.
Can't wait till 1:30.
I know, on the show.
I love it. Not only because sports are gone, like I think
I'm into it.
Yeah, for life, man.
I'm into it for sure.
They hooked me.
But we're still waiting for some of the other sports to come back. MLB trying to figure out the financials. NHL last week says, here's our plan. And then we haven't heard from them since. NFL seems like they're going full speed ahead no matter what. And then there's the NBA, which is likely to play in Disney, likely to start at the end of July. You saw the report that the finals would then maybe end in the middle of October. Seth Partnow joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, friend of show, former director of basketball research with the Milwaukee Bucks, now with the Athletic. Seth, it's been interesting because up until last night, now there's some weird proposals for how teams with the higher seeds would be benefiting, and we'll get into that. But up until last night, it seemed like the NBA was going out of their way to do everything they can to satisfy teams that were 15 games under 500, teams that are likely to get swept in the first round anyway. And then you're seeing rule change on top of rule change and reseeding of the conferences. Why, with everything going on, why is it so hard to just finish the season and play it out as normal? Why do we have to try to reinvent the wheel in the process?
Well, when you say play out the season is normal, are you talking about like finishing the 17 or so games that everyone has left, or okay, everyone's played 65 games, which, by the way, historically about 98% of teams that are in playoff spots after 65 games end up eventually making the playoffs, over the last 15 or so years. So finishing out the season as a regular season, I think, for obvious reasons, that's not practical. Why aren't they just going to, okay, here are the 16 teams, here's the playoffs, let's go? I was, to my knowledge, it's kind of the internal politics of getting enough people to agree to something. And you're starting to see, as you mentioned, with kind of some of the wacky home court proposals, like, once you got the basic agreement that we need to do something now, I think there's a lot of kind of jockeying for advantage rather than, all right, this is what we need to do to actually get something done.
So when the Board of Governors speaks on Thursday or they vote and try to figure this out, it seems like the most likely path is this 22 teams where they finish it out somehow and then go into a playoffs, whether it's a playing game or whatever, we'll figure all that out. You're right about the statistics there, but if I'm on one of these lower seeded teams, like even if I'm the Warriors or the Hawks, I don't know. I'm trying to think that if the Bucks, the team I love, was 15-45 and had to finish out the season and had no chance at the playoffs. Yeah, you'd probably not play Giannis or whatever, but I think I'd still like to see those teams play. Is it that much of a risk to bring those teams in there? And I also think, Seth, that I'm kind of surprised with how unwilling those teams are to want to play.
You know, I think that we're not in a, you know, we're not in a scenario where, well, this is what we'd like to do. It should be the primary concern. You know, you say you'd like to see the team, you know, finish out the season. How much of a risk are you willing to put up with in terms of them being able to play next season, that it's going to be worth that for you? And I think that's one of those things that has been a little bit lost in the discussion, is like, all right, something goes wrong, they end up having to cancel again. Oh, well, it's being treated as the worst case scenario. And, you know, if there's a larger scale outbreak among multiple teams, how does that affect next full season? And that's a concern you have to be concerned about when you're putting together these proposals. And, you know, the point of bringing people together in one environment is to kind of limit the number of people, limit the contacts, limit the possible spread. I think if the plan involves, oh, no one's going to actually get it, that's not a plan, that's a hope. And so the more people you pack into, it's not really packing in. I mean, the campus that they're going to be playing on is massive. But still, the more people you bring into this bubble, whatever it's going to be, so first of all, the more possible people that end up slipping by, you know, whatever testing you have undetected. And then, you know, the more people there are, the broader a possible spread can be. And so you're just adding risk there, and then you're adding risk on top of that with the more teams, the more games, the longer time you're there. So, yeah, you want to do as much as possible, but you have to balance what you want to do with what is safely doable.
You know, when you read these proposals, like the NHL says we want to play two hubs, the MLB is trying to figure out, and all we talk about with them is the finances, NBA, oh, they'll play at Disney, and now we're trying to figure out, like, how many teams are going to play. I still haven't heard, and maybe I'm missing something, but I haven't heard a league say, well, here's how we're going to solve it from the safety issue. Like, the whole reason we're doing this is because of COVID-19, but have any of these leagues, has the NBA figured out how to do this from even a safety issue yet? Well, you can't just put a thermometer on a guy's head and say, oh, you're 98.7, come on in and play. These guys have to be tested. We haven't heard any of that yet, or at least I haven't.
I don't think it's come out publicly, and, you know, that doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but at the same time, if you figured it out, why would you not announce that? That, you know, if that's in progress and we will figure it out, that doesn't fill me full of confidence that adding more teams than are necessary is a good idea.
You know what's weird is, we were talking about this the other day, seeing all these protests go on, and the national conversation has shifted away from COVID-19. But at the same time, the one thing we're not supposed to do for the spread of COVID-19 is gather in large crowds. And that is something that's happening. If there's not some sort of great spike in a couple of weeks with COVID-19 cases, I've got to wonder, and we're trying to like think who the first will be. You know, all these people with these proposals say, hey, look, you just had all these people together, no increases. Why can't we have fans? Why are we doing this Disney thing? I want to play in my building, or at least if we're going to go to Disney, let fans in. Let my fans in. I'm wondering if we play a season and we start a season, if they start on July 31st and it goes to October 12th, do they have to almost say no fans no matter what? Do you throw in fans in the second round of the playoffs? It seems like they have to make a decision on that too, because if there's not a great spike here, you know that owners are going to clamor to pump more money out of people.
So I am not a doctor, so let's get
out
of the way. My understanding is that the difference between outdoors and indoors in terms of risk is substantial. So while, you know, these protests are largely happening outdoors and where it's warm and the air is being recirculated and so on and so forth. So that is, again, to the best of my understanding, less conducive to spread. Whereas, you know, if you're in an arena for 2 hours, like everyone's rebreathing the same kind of circulated air, that's a bigger risk factor. So I think that is the thing. Like, if they were somehow doing like outdoor arenas and could sit people 10 feet apart and blah, 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 then I don't know, maybe, but that's like, you know, how many people are you getting in then? And, you know, then you're subject to weather. And again, like it's the kind of thing that, like, if everything went absolutely perfectly, could you get away with it? Maybe. Is that what you want to plan to do? That doesn't strike me as particularly wise to just assume that you're going to have the best case outcome. And just go for it and cross your fingers.
Yeah, talking with Seth Partnow on Twitter at his name with The Athletic, previously worked in the Bucks front office. So the NBA late last night, apparently, because the Bucks, it seems like in all these scenarios, and we'll talk about the Bucks here, number one seed overall right now, best record. It seems like in all these scenarios, every scenario was going to hurt the Bucks in some way. The best thing for the Bucks is just play the eighth seed in the East and go through the East. And that's the reward. You know, you're not going to have home court advantage. Oh, well, it didn't help them last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. Just play the teams in front of them. Now, don't give us the Clippers. Don't give us these other teams. What did you say?
I said too soon to bring up last year's conference final. It still hurts.
I know. I'm sorry. But it didn't help them then. But then last night, there's these other, like, the teams like the Bucks and Clippers, I guess, and Lakers, they're getting together and going through some of these suggestions. Like, how about the higher-seeded team gets to start the quarter with the ball every time? How about the higher-seeded team gets one guy that can have seven fouls? How about the higher-seeded team transport their actual hardwood home court from their home arenas to Orlando to preserve the feel of their home playing experience? I don't think that doing something like that, while I get the reasoning behind it, you can't change the actual game. I think that's one thing that the home teams or the top-seeded teams that just kind of have to suck up.
Yeah, again, it's not an ideal situation, and on some level, like the decimal place fairness of, well, we did this, so we get that, that's kind of out the window. I mean, the fact that, okay, win your games, that's like, you're not going to get eliminated on somebody else playing. So win your games, and you advance. And, you know, I think that satisfies basic fairness. And beyond that, you know, we're just kind of asking for too much. And, you know, if people start pulling in all different directions, going for the most minute advantage for any given team, then that just makes the whole thing harder to pull off.
How do you feel about the whole asterisk discussion? I think that, you know, in baseball, it's different. If they only play a 50-game season, it's a little different. But if the Brewers win the World Series, they still win the World Series. They are doing everything they can in the NBA to try to finish out the season and do it with integrity and fairness. And if the Bucks win the world title, they're going to have the same sort of path that everybody else did. So that's why I would say, even though it would benefit the Bucks, don't do these dumb things. Don't give Giannis seven fouls. Just let's play basketball, see who wins. And that team is the NBA champions for this year. That's good enough for me. I don't need to talk about asterisks or that one didn't really count. They didn't play for 4 months. It wasn't really a season. Whoever wins, wins to me.
I completely agree. There's no team that's ever won the title that hasn't had good luck to get there. And the good luck is maybe even just the absence of bad luck. The six Bulls championships, Michael Jordan did not get hurt in the playoffs during those. So that would have been unlucky if he did, sure, but they still avoided that for a bunch of years. So, you know, every team that wins the title gets a break or two along the way. So the fact that things are a little bit different now and whatever, you know, you still won 16 games to do it. And that's, you know, I think that should be enough. for it to quote, count the same as any other time.
Seth, appreciate it. It's interesting, your chat with John Hollinger at The Athletic. Very good back and forth. I recommend everybody check that out as well. We will be in touch. We'll talk soon. And stay safe, my man.
Yeah, hopefully we can talk about actually on the floor basketball.
You're telling me. I've been talking racing all week and UFC. I'm dying here. But we're trying. Thanks, Seth.
Thanks a lot.
Seth Partnow joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. I do want to, if you're kind of like in and out or just joining us, the Bucks may benefit from these weird proposals. I just want to kind of like tell you those in more detail and see how that would actually work. Kind of play these out in our heads in just a moment. We'll do that coming up, 414-799-1250. And then we will hear from Dave Robinson, who was great, extraordinary, on the Wendy's Big Show yesterday. The Packer great Hall of Famer talking with the guys, linking this time back to when he was a player, the racial divides and just how great Vince Lombardi was at, you know, he said, the only colors I see are green and gold. And I think that was 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And Vince Lombardi was one of the first, I think, in the NFL to try to push through racism that had surrounded sports leagues at that time for a long, long time. Do want to remind you guys about my friends over at Window Select. You know, if you own a home, there's a certain pride you get in owning that home and taking care of it. You want to make sure your lawn looks good. You want to make sure the house is cleaned up. I mean, there's a pride in owning your home. So why not use this time to see your home in a new light this summer? Get the latest in windows, the best siding, the best and most beautiful door options available with Window Select, Milwaukee-based company right down the road in Menominee Falls. They are proud to serve Wisconsin homeowners with products that are both high quality and energy efficient. Their products come with, by the way, a double lifetime warranty. Double lifetime. That's two lifetimes. It's one of the best warranties in the entire industry. Check them out, Window Select. Give them a call, 262-703-3500. Again, new windows, new doors, replacement siding, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. They've got an unbelievable deal right now as well. For every window you buy, you get one free. For every window you buy, you get one free, and no payments on their products until 2021. Have them come out. They'll do it safely. They'll do the at-home estimate. They'll let you know the best route for your house. They don't charge you for that. And then they come back out, install everything, buy one, get one free on the windows, and you don't pay them anything until 2021. They will personally install them in your home, and they will set you up so you can, again, see your home in a new light this summer. Buy one, get one free at Window Select. No payments till 2021. A lot of weird proposals in the NBA that could benefit the Bucks. Would any of them actually work? We'll talk about some of those next on The Fan.
Hey, we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.